The vicious and sustained campaign mounted against Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on Palestine, by Israel in the U.S., now includes the German, Italian, French, Austrian, and Czech foreign ministers who are demanding her resignation. This campaign is part of an effort by industrial nations to at once sustain the genocide in Gaza. Nearly 600 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the sham ceasefire took effect, and silence all those who demand the international community abide by the rule of law. The latest assault on Francesca, part of a concerted effort to discredit international bodies such as the United Nations, is based on a deliberately truncated video of a talk she gave in Doha on February 7th that distorts and misconstrues her words. But truth, of course, is irrelevant. The goal is to silence her and all who stand up for Palestinian rights. Francesca was placed by the Trump administration on the Office of Foreign Assets Control list of the Treasury Department, normally used to sanction those accused of money laundering or being involved with terrorist organizations, 6 days after she released a report from Economy of Occupation to Economy of Genocide, which documents the global corporations that make billions of dollars from the genocide in Gaza and the occupation of Palestinians. The Office of Foreign Assets Control list, weaponized by the Trump administration to persecute her in violation of the diplomatic immunity granted to UN officials, bans her from entering the United States. It prohibits any financial institution from having her as a client. A bank that engages in financial transactions with Francesca is prohibited from operating in dollars, faces multi-million dollar fines, and is blocked from the international payment system. This has cut her off from global banking, leaving her unable to use credit cards or book a hotel in her name. Her assets in the U.S. are frozen. It has seen her medical insurance refuse to reimburse her for medical expenses. It has resulted in institutions, including U.S. universities, human rights groups, and NGOs that once collaborated with her, severing ties, fearing onerous U.S. penalties. The sanctions followed those imposed in February and June of last year on the International Criminal Court's prosecutor, Karim Khan, along with two judges, for issuing arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. By making Francesca, who receives frequent death threats, the lightning rod, these governments are seeking to deflect attention from the ongoing slaughter and humanitarian disaster in Gaza. They are seeking to mask Israel's system of apartheid and unlawful occupation of Palestine. They are seeking to hide, most of all, their complicity with their continuing weapon shipments that fuel Israel's genocide. The pace of the genocide has slowed, but it has not stopped. Israel has seized 60% of Gaza and blocks most humanitarian aid, including fuel, food, and medicine. At the same time, Israel is accelerating its seizure of the occupied West Bank, where more than 1,100 Palestinians have been killed and tens of thousands have been displaced from their homes since October 2023. The campaign against Francesca presages a terrifying world where Western industrial nations exploit and prey upon the weak, where the law is whatever powerful nations say it is, where those who dare to speak the truth and stand up for the rule of law are persecuted, where genocide is another tool in the arsenal to crush the aspirations and rights of the vulnerable. This is a fight we must win. If we lose, if we let voices like Francesca's be silenced, we will usher in an age of blood and terror.